Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. And yes, we are coming to you today. We usually have a lot of good opening music, good opening stuff. But to be honest with you, today was just not that day. When you look at the frame of sports today, with all this happening, all there is to talk about, Super Bowl is happening this week, all these other things. But before we could even get into that, which we will do later on in this week, the only thing that can be talked about right now excuse me, is the passing of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and the other seven people that were tragically killed yesterday in a helicopter ride in Calabasas, California. So that's what we'll get into today. I have Kyle Fleeger coming on today's show. I apologize and at the beginning. It is abbreviated at this time due to another assignment. But tomorrow, we definitely will get more into Kobe, some of the quotes. I'll play an interview I just had with Devin Booker just 5 days ago, the day Kobe Bryant, the anniversary of his 81-point game. So we will get into that more as the week goes on. But it's a tough show today, to be honest with you. When you cover sports and you cover so many people and you talk about so many people and you talk to so many people, there becomes an ability to be close but not close, or not rude but rude. But I will tell you without a doubt, I was a 100% big-time Kobe Bryant fan. I'm one of those people that, as you could say, lived on Kobe-stan. So I'll share some of my memories over the next couple days. And like I said, I have Kyle Fleeger coming on from Suns Debate. Talk a little bit about that in about another 10 minutes. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. They serve beer and wine. The big game is Sunday. Make sure you get in there and check it out. A lot of stuff will be going on, a lot of festivities this weekend. Also, don't forget, the Open is here, the Waste Management Open. So get down there, check out some good golf. Better yet, get you some sticks and go out to the course. Have a good time. And if you can't get in the sweat, make sure you go to stogieworld.com. That's S-T-O-A-G-I-E world.com and have your sticks sent directly to you. If you're in state, they get shipped out same day. All that from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Let them know PLR sent you, 10% off your cigar purchase. And then don't forget, every Thursday, it's Cigars with the Cave Show, where you can come down and hang with me directly. Call-in number is 917-889-7828. And like I said, I know there's so many other sports we can get into, and I know we're going to talk the Super Bowl, and we'll do all that as the week goes on. But over today and tomorrow, and I'll answer any question. If you ask me about cricket, and I know the answer, I will. But most of my on this abbreviated show will talk more about the life and times of someone that was taken way too young. I do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Lou, what's happening, my friend?
Well, it's about 24 hours now since we heard the news, and of course, you know, when I first heard it, though, I didn't really believe it because of the source it was coming out from, first of all. Because they said it was from TMZ, and, you know, I don't really trust them. But after I heard this, you know, from Fox News and everything, you know, then I started to believe it more.
You want to hear something crazy, Luke?
Yeah.
Because it was TMZ is why I believed it. Because if we look back, unlike the Inquirer and the Intruder that, you know, said alien abducts, you know.
Right, of course.
you know, so-and-so's baby. TMZ usually piss people off and piss stars off because they're generally right. So that's why I actually believed it. What's weird is my source came a little bit differently. My kids were actually in the driveway playing basketball. And I get a call, you know, because when they play, I sit out there and keep my eye on them. And they had friends over, so they're all playing ball. And I get a call, I look down, it's my wife. I answer the call, and she's like, she goes, I don't know if you've heard, but Kobe Bryant just died. I was like, what? And she's like, go find out, because you do sports, so go find out. And so she hung up, and as soon as she hung up, I started looking at it. And as soon as she hung up, my phone started getting texts and rings. And so I looked online and saw it. And like, my uncle, who's worked in basketball for over 40 years, gives me a call like right after. I'm like, wow, this has to be true, because it's too much online. I'm getting too many text messages. Now I'm starting to get the calls, and it was just, you know, depressing from there. And then it got even more depressing to find out that his 13-year-old daughter Gianna was on board with him. The coach from OCCC was on with his wife and his daughter. Come to find out this morning, another parent and their daughter was on. It's just sad. I mean, there's no other way to say it other than it's sad and depressing.
Yes, it is.
So, just it's funny, because even if you weren't a Laker fan, and I've said this for so long about Kobe Bryant, I've always been a Kobe fan.
Yes.
But I look at things like Notre Dame football, and I look at things like the Yankees baseball. The people that don't like them are because they were so good and they beat the hell out of your team.
Right.
You know, nobody hates the Florida Marlins because they're never good. They don't beat your team. Nobody cares about that.
No.
But the one thing you knew was that Kobe, before LeBron broke it, the scoring record in Madison Square Garden, Knicks fans loved him coming there. Philadelphia loved him. Chicago had hopes and dreams that one day he would be there. And it's because he was so good on what he did on the court. But his second act was starting to be so good. What he was doing with his kids, what he was doing with women's basketball, Lou, was just incredible.
Yes. And even some non-sports fans were even commenting about Kobe, because it doesn't matter if you were a fan of it or not. Pretty much everybody over the age of 10 knows who Kobe Bryant was, whether you were a fan of the game or not.
Yes. Yes. And you saw that, because Neymar scored a goal in Europe yesterday and held up the 2-4 with the prayer sign. NFL players in their Pro Bowl, Devontae Adams scored a touchdown, did a reverse dunk over the goalpost and held up 24. I mean, there's not a world. I mean, the dude's won an Academy Award, an Oscar. He's touched everybody. So it's not like he's just a basketball player that passed. It was only an icon, as I was saying to my wife. Only an icon's death ties up CNN, MSNBC, Fox, every sports network, every local network, everything was tied to Kobe Bryant. He's a one-namer. You don't have to say Kobe Bryant. It's just Kobe.
Nope, just Kobe.
So just a sad day for everyone. And my heart and my prayers and everything just goes out to his wife and his other daughters. And, Lou, I'm going to tell you something, because I definitely want to get this in with you before Fleek calls in. But as I was saying to my wife, I think the hardest thing, especially for anyone that was on that plane, especially as a dad, knowing that something like that's going to happen and knowing in your heart that there's nothing you can do to protect your child. Nothing in this world tells me that he wouldn't have sacrificed everything that he had just to pour through. And I think that's just an impossible thing to, for the last bit of your life, to know that that's going to happen. So just, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's moments like this where I really can't put in the words, but you know, because I get numb when it comes to this. I really do. I know that doesn't sound right, but you know, I get numb, because no matter what you say, it's not going to change anything.
Yeah. But well, my friend, I hope I catch up with you tomorrow. I always appreciate when you check in, and we'll talk more.
Thanks.
And as the week goes, we'll get into football and other stuff. But today and tomorrow, we're gonna tie close to the subject.
I'll give my predictions out Thursday or Friday.
Sounds good, my friend.
Assuming you have a best up show this week.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be here.
Thanks.
Good friend, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. Got Kyle Fleegs on with us right now, and he will be on in exactly 15 seconds.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
On occasion with PLR right now, on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one and only good friend of mine, you know him from Sun's Debate, the one and only Kyle Fleeger. Fleegs, what's up, my friend?
Man, just thinking a lot about, obviously, family and Kobe Bryant, and I think the tributes that the teams have been doing are extremely moving, and I can't look at my phone without getting sad.
It's truly depressing, and here's, and I'm going to play this tomorrow on the show, Fleegs, but not 5-6 days ago, before the Suns played, it was the anniversary day of Kobe scoring 81 against Toronto. And you know how it goes in shooting rounds. Everyone gets to ask, you know, we all chicken pile around a player and ask questions. And I asked Book, I said, hey, you know, this is the anniversary day of Kobe scoring, you know, 81. You know, what'd you take for that? What did it mean to you? And he gave me this really long, thoughtful explanation. He talked about how he's studied him and admired him and did all this. And then, you know, and obviously all that was on tape. And then when we scattered and he was on my side as he was walking out, I said, so does that mean you're going to get 82 tonight? And he just started laughing. He goes, nah, Kobe's the 81. And it just shows you how much it moves everyone. I mean, how many people he actually touched.
Yeah, I was talking, obviously, with it today at work, and, you know, water cooler talk around the office. And, you know, the thing about Kobe is he's the first person I remember rooting against. He was somebody who, as a Suns fan, you were scared of every time he was on the court because you knew that he was going to do something to rip your heart out. And some of the lowest moments as a Suns fan, the Kobe miss with the Ron Artest putback in 2010 to eliminate us from an opportunity to go to the finals. I mean, Rajah Bell clothesline, speaking for the average Suns fan, I mean, that's one of our most exciting moments as a fan of the Suns. And, you know, in that rooting against him, you have so much admiration and respect and appreciation for what he is. And in my life personally, I think his hard work ethic and his intensity around his work ethic are things that I personally have used to motivate, you know, students of mine or coworkers who I was working with. And just he's made a personal impact in my life probably more than any other athlete. And that's as a Suns fan, so I can't even imagine what, you know, Lakerland and what his family is going through, obviously.
You know, Fleegs, the one thing that you cannot do, and I find it always funny, no one hates No one hates teams or people that mean nothing. And I mean hate in a good way. So when the Lakers came to town, like you said, you hated seeing them coming. You hated seeing Kobe coming. It was like, oh, crap, here we go again. What's going to happen now? You don't hate seeing the Atlanta Hawks come to town. No, no one cares. There's nothing
right.
great about that. So to get to the level where you hate to see what he does to your team, but while he's doing it at the same time, you're enjoying not him killing your team, but enjoy the skill that you're watching while he's doing it. And that brings back the when he eliminated an elimination game against the Suns, he had some crazy fadeaway 22-footers that analytically would be a terrible shot over Grant Hill, goes in all net, and Alvin Gentry, who was coaching the Suns at the time, all he could do was laugh and smile, and Kobe gave him a little pat on the butt. And it was like that was like the final dagger, but all you could do as a competitor was smile and say, well, he got us.
Yeah, and I think even, you know, the thing about being a Kobe a rival of his, or I mean, I think it's safe to say the Suns teams, especially we all remember back when the Suns, you know, beat the Lakers back when he's supporting cast with Smush Parker. And I think, if I'm remembering this correctly, you can correct me if I'm wrong, he had a game 7 of a series where he basically refused to shoot the ball in a game 7 because he was getting so much criticism for being a ball hog that he wanted the rest of the world to see what garbage he had been surrounded with and how bad it would be if he just passed the ball for a night. And this is a game 7 of a playoff series. And so,
yeah.
You know, that just takes so much ego and confidence. And I mean, admiration is a great word for Kobe Bryant. And I admire him because of how he treated his post NBA career almost as much as the way he was a fierce competitor during his career. He has been involved in so many wonderful projects. He has created so many unique things as just a creative mind and attacked that in a way that is truly interesting. I mean, he was and is a remarkable person. And if you are a person who is interested in success in life, you can probably learn a lesson from Kobe Bryant.
On a Cave Show with PLR, the one and only Fleeks, Kyle Fleeger from Suns Debate on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. And you know, one thing, Fleeks, that people don't see that's different with Kobe, unlike LeBron, who came in with a different set of pressure, because from the age of like 14, everything was heaped on that young man. And so when he's on 16, he's on Sports Illustrated, we all knew he was coming out, and we all knew, you know, that there would be just a ridiculous amount of pressure on this young man that he had to live up to. And he's done that incredibly successfully. But Kobe was different. Guards didn't come out then. Two guards didn't come out. KG came out. He was a big man. And so when he comes out early, and his first couple games, he didn't even get in the game. I think people don't understand how he went from that to being talked about as possibly one of the best players to ever play the game to then turning into someone who was slowly becoming even, you know, so equally iconic off the court. The work ethic it takes to get there, I don't think a lot of people understand that. They see the finished product, but they don't remember those first 2 years when he was just battling just to get in the game.
Yeah, I mean, he really talked a lot about his work ethic being the separation from early in his career, that he knew early on in his career that everyone around him was going to be roughly equal to him because at that point in his life, he only had so much time he could physically have invested into the game, but that by working out at 4 in the morning, then 6 in the morning, then, you know, noon and 3 and 7, literally five times a day while everyone else is working out two times a day, that he was going to overtime. If you gave that same strategy over a 5 or 10 year period, by year 10, he will have physically practiced and worked so much harder than everyone else that there's no chance they could compete with him. So his growth as an NBA player, I think you could look at, and if you knew that about him, it makes perfect sense that as he aged into his career, he kept getting better and better and better and better. And I think that's what the LeBron Jameses of the world, who are, you know, when they're talking about him, that's what they took away from Kobe. That's what, you know, the way LeBron works on his body and his craft, like, those are things he learned from Kobe. And for Kobe in particular to have just worked so hard in his life for what he accomplished, I mean, he's one of those, he broke the NBA. You know, he's one of the people that, because he was so successful coming out of high school, not in year one, but as you mentioned, in year two and three, he made it so that people just started drafting high school kids like crazy. And
yeah,
then all of a sudden, they realized they had to change the NBA rules because of that. And so, you know, Kobe is a transcendent talent, but it's not just his talent. Of course, he's extremely physically gifted. He's somebody who mentally is up there with the elite human beings in the world, let alone in sports.
You know, what's weird is Michael Jordan is considered by so many people to be the GOAT, the greatest of all time. We can't go into a store without, I mean, it's not just Nike. We know he's part of Nike, but there's a Nike section and then there's a Jordan section. And it's almost like Jordan is so iconic that he's almost like an entity off to himself. He owns a team. He's an owner. We see him at the end of the bench. And there's a different royalty, if I could say it like that, to him. Whereas Kobe, once he made up his mind that he saw the end kind of coming, he almost changed. Well, not almost. He did change. He started being, I don't want to use this phrase, one with the people, but he started teaching other players and working with other players, the Jason Tatums, the Kyrie Irvings, and the list obviously goes on and on and on. And working with so many of the young ladies that people don't know, he worked with so many young ladies that play basketball. A lot of people don't know that or see it. And so he became one. So kids now that are 16, they saw Kobe play. He is an icon to them. They didn't see Mike. Mike is a legend. And this may be a bad word to say, but he's more of the legend of a ghost, because old guys talk about it. But they saw Kobe. The players playing today, Kobe was their Mike. And it seems
exactly.
So much different because it seems so much different. And I think that's why it's impacting so many people in so many ways, because the young kids see him like that, but the old guys, Fleegs, have that respect for him. And you know, old NBA guys are really petty, but with Kobe, it was always different. So he meshed in between the generations, and he meshed it perfectly.
I mean, there is the Kobe era. I mean, I saw something talking about how, you know, a generation of us grew up anytime we threw a piece of garbage into a garbage can saying Kobe. And you know, that's a thing that's real to people, and I hope continues forever, because he was something to our generation. He showed us that through almost pure tenacity, you can out earn your peers, out earn them in championships, out earn them in success personally, out earn them in, you know, respect from the oldest in your group, the youngest in your group. I mean, universally, Kobe Bryant is somebody that you could look at. And the reason, if you were young, you loved him because of his flash and the way he approached the game and his intensity. And if you're older, you like him because he worked his butt off and he didn't take anything for granted. And he truly tried to, you know, learn and shape his game after the greatest NBA players. I mean, Kobe made no bones about the fact that he wanted to be Michael Jordan. And there's a lot of players now that want to be Kobe Bryant. And it's incredible that we're part of that generation, and far, far too soon for him. I think that his impact to future generations is the real loss here, and obviously to his family, but someone like that is just good for basketball. Having a human being that intense about your craft and being so popular and in love with what he does, I mean, it's just good for what you do. It's good for everyone that loves what you do too. And I don't know, it's going to be very, very strange not having Kobe Bryant around. I would imagine, I'm just going to guess that the entire NBA retires his number.
Yeah, well, Dallas already retired 24. And I thought it was cool what they did yesterday, letting the 24-second clock shot expire and then taking an 8 count in the backcourt. I thought that was ingenious. Now, two quick things before I let you go. I don't remember where I saw it on Twitter. No, it's a sports writer, a known one, said for the All-Star game, Team LeBron, for example, should all wear 24, and Team Giannis should all wear number 8. Do you think that would be something cool to do?
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I saw Trae Young wear 8 to start the Hawks game last night, and I thought that was amazing. And just the Madison Square Garden being lit up in purple and gold was really, really cool. And, you know, honestly, I think anything we can do to draw attention to, you know, how important he was to so many people is exactly the right choice. And I don't know that – I mean, this is just my opinion. In my lifetime, as a 35-year-old man who's watched basketball, you know, since I can remember watching anything, he's the most important sports figure to ever die. I know Muhammad Ali and you know, obviously was more important to a lot of people. But for me, you know, Kobe Bryant is the person who I personally had the most emotions for and toward or against. This is a really big thing. And, you know, I'm just some random guy here in Arizona, so I can't even imagine how the rest of the NBA feels. And that'd be really cool. I think that we're going to see a lot of cool tributes to him, and I think every single one of them is completely earned.
The last thing before I let you go, the hardest thing for me about this is obviously Kobe Bryant died, but also young kids died. And whenever young kids die and that flame is extinguished so soon, that bugs me. But also what really got to me, and as a father, I think you can understand this one, I can't in my mind imagine knowing something's going to happen to my child and be powerless to stop it. So we know that the Bryant family and the other families who had family members on that plane, what they're going through. And I'm not trying to be sexist by any stretch of the imagination, but could you imagine what those fathers on that helicopter, like in their mind, knowing what may happen, but being powerless? Just as a dad, that had to hit you at some point too and say, wow, I couldn't in any world imagine what that must have felt like for that last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, knowing that running through your mind.
Yeah, you know, me personally, I had the hardest time with those thoughts. I thought about it for the first time on the way to work this morning about and had the visualization of him being, you know, in the helicopter and knowing that they were going down and thinking about what his last words to his daughter were. And it makes me sad thinking about it right now. So I couldn't imagine. I have a hard time. My son has pink eye right now, and I have to get him to take eye drops. And I think those conversations are hard. You know, he's 4, so it's to have real issues and something so scary and obviously terrible to think about is something that's affecting you or someone you love. I mean, just the whole situation is heartbreaking, and all I can hope is that, you know, they knew each other, loved each other. And it's, as a dad, I can only hope and pray that I never, ever have to know.
You know, it's the most selfish thing in the world, but as I say to my wife all the time, I want the order of life to follow its natural order, and there's no way I want them to do it first. Let me go. Let them mourn me. I don't ever want to do it the other way around. Just let the natural order of life take place. But, hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. I know all of us that you know, Kobe's touched someone in some way, every way, and I know your involvement with hoops and just knew you would have thoughts. They'd be, and I just wanted to hear what you had to say on this subject matter.
I really appreciate it, man. It's one of the most, you know, like I said, I think this is, as far as it goes, is about as impactful as it can get from a public figure passing away, and just everything's so bad. I appreciate you having me on, and, you know, hopefully the next time we talk, it can be about something that's more, you know, we can be complaining about the Suns and Devin Booker not playing defense rather than talking about, you know, something so crazy.
I hear you, my friend. Well, we will definitely catch up, hopefully sooner rather than later.
All right. Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye. That's my man, Fleegs, the one and only Kyle Flieger. Like I said, tomorrow we will have some more guests, more quotes, more interviews. And I promise you, once we get through the first couple of days, we'll get on to more things. We'll get on to the Super Bowl and everything else. But I think today and a lot of the show tomorrow will be dedicated to a person who, as we're thinking of some of the sad things now, let's not forget this is a person that brought joy to us. If you're a basketball fan, there's something they did on the court that brought joy to you. If you're one of the people that he touched as a friend, as a coach, there's something he did that touched you and made you smile. And those are the things you want to hang on to. When you hear about how he was as a father, and I remember saying this years ago, you know what he was like as a father. You know what a father is like just by watching their child. No one has to say, oh, so-and-so is a good dad. Oh, so-and-so, he loves his kids. Because the kids will tell you. And we've all seen kids as they greet their parents. And we've seen it where it can be, okay, yeah, whatever. Okay, hey, dad, hey, mom, whatever. There wasn't a time those girls were at a Laker game near a court, and at the end, as soon as they saw their dad, their faces lit up. That tells you everything. But we'll talk more tomorrow. We'll get into more. We'll talk more basketball. We'll talk more Kobe. And we will transition into this week and talk about all the other things that are going on in sports. Make sure you're following us at the Sports Cave, Caves with a K, on the Twitter, on Instagram, and on our Facebook fan page. You can get us directly at thesportscave.com as well. Remember, whenever you type in the Sports Cave, Cave is with a K. And you can get me at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Until tomorrow, thank you, Kyle Fleegs, for calling in. Thank you to Lou, good friend of the program, that called in. And all calls were made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Until tomorrow, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.